Imagine waking up, checking your server logs, and realizing a piece of software you bought just negotiated a vendor contract, covered a sick employee shift, and then, got stuck in a thinking loop that cost you £5,000 in cloud compute fees while you slept.
Yeah, that is a completely terrifying thought to wake up to.
Right. Well, welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at agentic AI, which is this massive shift from AI that just generates text to AI that actually does the work for you.
Exactly. And for anyone running a business, this requires a completely different mental model. We aren't talking about language models just sitting passively in a chat window waiting for you to type a prompt.
Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah.
Because I think the biggest misconception is that AI agents are just, well, glorified chatbots.
Right, they really aren't. A chatbot is fundamentally reactive, right? It just waits for you. But an AI agent operates on this continuous loop of perceive, reason, act, and reflect.
So it's like asking a chatbot is like asking a librarian to find you a book on marketing. But an AI agent is like hiring a marketing assistant who reads the book, drafts the actual campaign, logs into your software, and just hits send.
That is a perfect analogy. It comes down to a capability called tool use. Instead of just giving you text, the agent writes its own code, usually API calls, to interact directly with your other software.
Wait, really? So it's logging into things itself.
Yeah, totally autonomous operation. You give it a high-level goal, like launch a marketing campaign, and the agent reasons through the steps. It realizes it needs to access your email platform, writes the command to log in, drafts the email, and attempts to send it.
And if it hits a snag, because traditional automation, like those rigid if-then rules, would just crash if, say, a password changed.
That's where the reflect part of the loop kicks in. An agent reads that error, realizes the login failed, and then searches for a way to update the credentials. Or maybe it alerts an admin, dynamically adjusting its path to the goal.
Wow, so it actually tries to fix its own mistakes.
Exactly. And looking at the sources, this completely changes what software can accomplish in a real business environment. Lexitas, for example, is using this architecture to process 46% of their payments autonomously.
46%. That is huge. And there's the Walmart example too, right? They deployed four of these super agents to handle real-time inventory and supplier negotiations.
Yeah, and if we connect this to the bigger picture, a human negotiating with a supplier relies on, intuition and reading the room. But an AI agent is simultaneously pinging global supply chain databases, checking historical pricing trends, and analyzing current stock levels.
But aren't they just doing basic data entry faster? Like, how is it actually negotiating?
Well, it uses the language model to generate counteroffers to the supplier via email or a vendor portal, and then it instantly adjusts its strategy based on what the supplier replies. It bridges entirely disconnected systems.
Right, like that human resources example we saw. An employee calls in sick, and the agent doesn't just log it in the HR system. It actually checks the project management software, sees a deadline is at risk, and messages other staff to cover the shift.
It effectively rewrites the staff rota on the fly, which is incredible, but, giving software a goal and letting it run introduces some pretty unpredictable risks.
Yeah, I really wanted to ask about that. Because if the agent is constantly reflecting and trying new paths, you completely lose determinism, right? The same input might give a different output tomorrow.
Which is a massive compliance nightmare for highly regulated industries like finance or healthcare. You are fundamentally trading predictability for autonomy.
So what does this all mean for a business owner? It sounds like you could easily end up with those recursive loops we mentioned at the start.
Yeah, exactly. Where the agent gets stuck overthinking a problem, just constantly pinging the model without taking a concrete action, and burning through thousands of pounds in processing power.
Not to mention the security side. The sources highlight this thing called agent goal hijacking.
Right. That's where a bad actor hides malicious instructions inside a standard document, like an incoming invoice. The agent reads the invoice, gets hijacked by the hidden prompt and starts leaking your sensitive company data to an outside server.
Which means the security paradigm has to flip entirely. You're
Yeah.
giving software autonomy,
Yeah.
so ironically, you need far stricter human guardrails.
Yeah.
You can't just trust the agent by default.
No, absolutely not. You need a zero trust architecture. Every single action the agent takes, like every time it tries to read a file or send a message, has to be digitally verified and heavily restricted.
Right, so it should only have the bare minimum permissions needed to complete its specific goal.
Exactly.
So to summarize, we're moving from reactive answering machines to autonomous digital workers that can plan and execute their own tasks. but they clearly need serious oversight.
Definitely. It's a massive leap forward, but you really have to keep them on a tight leash.
It really makes you wonder, though. If an AI agent can plan, execute, and evaluate its own work across all your company's software, how long until you have to start conducting annual performance reviews for your software, just like you do for your human employees?